USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wherever they want, where they can stay. But they should love our country. They shouldn't hate our country. You look at what they've said. I have clips right here. The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel, about others.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Tuesday after a cabinet meeting. Now the House is set to vote on a resolution condemning the president's tweets about four freshman progressive lawmakers. Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminds us of what the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia said.
He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us. From the president to the speaker to freshman members of the House, all of us have a responsibility to elevate the public discourse.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 24 points to close at 27,336. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Defense Secretary nominee Mark Esper is warning about growing international threats from Russia and China. During a Senate confirmation hearing today, Esper also talked about the serious regional threat from Iran and North Korea. Esper was Army Secretary before being tapped as acting defense chief after the sudden departure of Patrick Shanahan last month. The second ministerial to advance religious freedom is underway in Washington, D.C. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
Secretary of State Michael Pompeo opened the first day of the event thanking those in attendance.
I want to thank everyone here who has committed a part of their life to helping those who are persecuted and to defending the unalienable right to practice one's religion and follow their conscience and to take care of their soul.
He called for a global freedom of religion.
All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, and believe what they want to believe.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tuesday, July 16th, marks the 20th anniversary of JFK Jr.'s death when the plane he was piloting crashed off Martha's Vineyard with his wife, Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren Bissett, aboard. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on A&E, there's set to be a biography on JFK Jr. Now, I had a chance to catch up with Steve Gillian. He's author of a new book titled America's Reluctant Prince, The Life of John F. Kennedy Jr. Now, he was featured on this biography that we'll see tonight on A&E, and he shares with me some of the things that we'll learn for the first time.
Well, I watched it last night for the first time. We had a screening in New York City, and it's really powerful. And what it is, it's intimate. I guess the word that comes to mind is intimate, that we really dive in on just the last 4 months of John's life. And we talk to people, some who have never spoken before, and others who said things they had not said before. And you get a sense, you know, I knew John during that time. I didn't realize how difficult his life was. His best friend and cousin, Anthony Ridgewell, is dying. His relationship with Carolyn is in a really bad place, and George Magazine is failing. And so we look at that. We see John, it humanizes John. We see John, he has problems just like the rest of us have. Yeah, he's famous, he's wealthy, he's kind of good-looking, but he struggles through life just like we do, and I think that's what people will take away. They'll know John better, and they'll know John in a way that they have not known him in the past. A wonderful documentary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.